Go.
And it begins.
So it begins.
I thought he had some kind of theme music he's going to play or something.
Yeah, I had that.
Some kind of intro.
I had that after, so we can pretend it's on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Catchphrase. Hey, guys. Brandon, thanks for tuning in. Another episode. I'm in Mullican at Farmer's Tavern. With some good friends that are always fun to hang out with, Jim and Scott, Scott and Jim, from Bikes, Babes, and Booze radio show on Cave Radio.
This guy rode from Detroit out here.
Yeah.
And how far did you drive, Brent?
I drove. I didn't want to, you know, my bike's really cool, and I don't want to make you guys look bad, so.
Here it is.
So I drove 15 minutes, but twice, because I forgot something.
Your sound system on your bike's got to stay in climate control. If it gets too cold, it'll fuck it up.
Yep.
That's a good excuse, isn't it?
Yes, let's go with that, absolutely.
He sure is glad you put it that way. Yeah.
I mean, why else wouldn't I ride?
Well, sometimes you got to lead the horse to the water.
That's true.
Why else wouldn't I ride, right? Jeez, come on, guys. So you guys have been a long-standing show, Bikes, Babes, and Booze. You've had me on, and I appreciate that. And I wanted to have you guys on for a while, but the fucking season's busy. And
oh, yeah.
You guys with your motorcycles that actually ride, I'm always busy.
Right.
That's pretty fucked up. Yeah. So I appreciate you guys driving out this far this far to come on and fucking
shoot. Well, we did it purposely. We can't harass you about not riding if we drove ourselves. So
we try to steer clear of being hypocrites.
You know, and it's still there's still plenty of season left for doing biker shit, you know?
Yeah, well, where's Jill?
Yeah, swap.
Jill's fault. Totally, that guy. Sure. As long as she's not here to defend herself. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Well, so, swap meet season is here now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's when a lot of the off-season stuff happens, is at the swap meets or in between the swap meets. And this is a good time to interview those that,
he's cooking still.
Yeah, it was getting a little warm, man. These things work great,
thought
man.
I smelled sausage.
Yeah. I thought only women had shit under their tits.
Got an
hey, I stuff too sometimes. What do you think Jill talks to me?
You know, it is that time of season we would be talking about heated suits. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Because I got nothing against them these days.
Yeah, so I don't have one.
Well, drop that price a little, right? Those fuckers aren't exactly cheap.
Right. It's cheaper just to set myself on fire.
You know? I'm hot hands.
This is like $3, you know, unless you buy it in bulk.
People just call me hot hands, just so you know.
Would you do? Because what do you got, 17 of those?
I got a couple more in the bike.
Stood up, they fall on the fucking ground.
Hey, man, do what you got to do. I mean, you know, I can handle the heat, but the cold sucks these days, you know. I'm holds drag.
I'm the other way, man. I'd rather be cold. You can only take off so many clothes before it's obscene in the heat.
Well, that's all interpretation, you know?
Well, I get tired of people pointing and laughing.
Well, people point and laugh at you all the time. What's the difference?
Like, what the fuck is that?
Hey, he's in shape.
Who's the fat chick?
He's in shape. Pears are shape.
That fucking hairy fat chick running around naked. How did you guys start Bikes, Babes, and Booze? You guys have known each other a couple of years.
Well,
Jim called me.
The start of it goes back to Cave Radio itself. And Cave Radio was owned and operated by two guys that we went to school with from like junior high on. And those guys owned the studio. And at that time, it was had just moved into a studio. Prior to that, it was in a garage, and prior to that, it was in somebody's basement. So it started.
How outrageous!
Exactly.
Evolved, right?
Yep. So that evolved into a building, and then at one point, even two buildings. But then back to one, and they did that for like about 15 years altogether, I believe it was. And then they just actually. I guess it all started with not me thinking of a show for us. That was kind of thrown at us by the studio.
Okay.
What I was looking to do was, I actually used to do voiceovers and stuff like that. So I was looking for more work, and I thought I could use somebody's show as an outlet.
Yeah.
To do that, maybe promote. And he goes, why don't you just do your own show? And then that totally morphed from doing any kind of voiceover. We're just doing our own show, and I didn't even know. You know, I said I have no idea of a concept for a show. You know, what am I supposed to do? And he goes, well, you got a motorcycle. You love bikes. That's all you guys do is ride all the time. I'm like, well, that's, yeah, kind of cool idea, you know, and I never really put it together, but the first person I called was Scott, and he at the time was...
The first?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. at the time, he was wrenching on motorcycles at a motorcycle shop.
Okay.
And so I
that
thought...
That was after that, but yeah.
Was it after?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was during that.
No, it was just after.
Oh, okay. So just after.
Just after. All right. By a year.
So he had just retired.
Right on.
After a lengthy
career.
Unless
you're in a motorcycle shop, you don't make money at a motorcycle shop.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So him, you know, and I have been friends since childhood. We've been kid friends, you know, and grew up together, and we decided that, you know, motorcycles was a perfect format. So we decided what the hell.
Everything.
Yeah. And from there, it opened so many doors in this world, and you know as well as we do that the motorcycle world is huge, but it's small at the same
time.
There's a lot of camaraderie, and there's a lot of networking that goes on between all of us in this kind of thing, where, you know, we're the interviewers or the interviewees, which are the bike builders and the bike shop owners and the
and he's Mr. Congeniality, man. He can talk his way into a concert at the Buffalo Chip without paying.
There you go.
I got six people. No, how many? Four of us. There was four of us. I got four of us into the Buffalo Chip, with Five Finger Death Punch being the main act coming on that evening, and that was the ones we wanted to show. And I got to the gate, and she said it was like, you know, $250.
Yeah.
Said,
yeah.
Look, I go, we just rode in. I haven't even gone to the campground yet. We're coming from Detroit right here because I want to see if we should camp here. All I'm here to do is I want to look at this place. We all want to look at this place and check it out. She goes, really? I'm like, yeah, I just want to check it out. I go, you know, half hour, you know, just let us in, let us walk around. Check it out, see if this is the thing and for us.
3 days later.
And if we do, then you got four, you know, you got four new campers, you know. And she's like, all right. She goes, go in through that gate over there. So I go in through the gate over there, and as instructed, and they're like, where are we going? I'm like, just follow me.
And so I learned that a long time ago. Don't ask any questions. Just if he's going somewhere, follow him and stay
and
close.
So we get, as soon as we round through the gate, and now this is the main gate going into the Buffalo Chip, and there's, you know, guards and people there, and one guy goes, hey, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, the girl at the booth told me, just come in through the gate. I'm coming in through the gate as I was told to do. I go, we're here, you know, I already talked to her, we're on a mission here, so we're just here for a short term and we're out, you know, we're just here to check the place out. And he goes, you're supposed to have wristbands, so keep your hands in your pockets or something. And I'm like, cool, good to know, thanks, man. I told everybody, so everybody had their left hand in their pocket, we're all doing, you know, walking along. And so we ended up staying for the whole show.
Yeah,
we watched the whole show, and we were there till, I don't know,
walking
3 hours in the morning, and then we took off, and we were amongst the last bikes parked out in that field just prior to the main gate entrance, and that was it, you know. So four of us in for free, and saved us, what, $1,000 or whatever.
Walking out and be like, I just don't think it's a good fit, maybe.
Jim's famous for stuff like that.
Nice.
So.
Nothing lethal, nothing gained.
Right, exactly, for sure.
And, you know, this has been an outlet, you know, too. I mean, I went to Milwaukee for the 115th anniversary.
Sure.
Rode my 71 Shovelhead. Nobody else could make it, so I went solo. And I took the long route, went up.
You beat
Michigan, you gotta love it. We got our own state right here. So went up through the UP, across the Mackinac Bridge, and through
Wisconsin,
and then down into Milwaukee from there. And, you know, beautiful route, way better than going through Chicago in that nightmare. But
that sucks.
Yeah, so it was beautiful. Anyway. I get there, and they're having the indoor motorcycle races. AMA, the dirt track, and they're doing all that stuff. So I go to the back door, and I, you know, where all the press
was. That before or after your shifter fell off?
That was after the shifter fell off. That was right when I arrived. That's a whole other story.
Oh, shifters, right? Yeah, it is.
71 Super Glide. Went, got all the way there, 50 miles away from Milwaukee, and the shifter fell off. I pulled off to get gas at an exit and realized, hey,
this can't be
there
good.
Is no other gear. Okay. Clutch and roll.
Something's amiss.
Yeah. So, yeah, but anyway, so I get to the arena of sorts, whatever it was. I can't remember the name of the place. And I go into the back, and I go, I need a press pass. I need to get, you know, right up. And I'm with Bikes, Babes, and Booze, and she's like, who? And I'm like, you know, my producer was supposed to call and set all this stuff up. He always drops the ball. So I'm taking it. You're telling me that Cave Radio isn't on there? She goes, no. And I'm like... This happens so often. This is such a crock of shit. I go, I don't mean to take out my aggression on you. Is there anything you can do to help me out? This guy is going to lose his job eventually, but he's friends with the owner. So. And they're like, let me see what I can do. And next thing I know, I'm in the pits, you know, taking pictures and everything. You know, nothing weasel, nothing gain. You know,
it's just, right,
you know,
facts,
I didn't know how it worked. You know, yeah. I didn't know. At the time, I really didn't know you. I was supposed to have called like months in advance and made.
Wow.
I was like, whatever. I'll figure
Where's
it out.
What's the challenge in that?
Exactly. So that's just, you know, that's just me.
But it's also cool, you know, like being in the infield at Sons of Speed and running into, you know, like Roadside Marty and
right.
people like that. Yeah. Billy, that's where I got to meet Billy Lane.
That's cool.
You know, oh, I'm so into that Sons of Speed. You know. Maybe that's something.
Any of the vintage bike scene is totally cool.
Right. I mean, but
yeah.
It's rich boy territory, well, but it's still
But realistically, it's not. I mean,
well,
you could be doing that Sons of Speed with a flathead for under 10 grand, depending on how much you have to pay for the purchase of the bike in the beginning. If you already have it,
right.
you know. A lot of that stuff is stock classes or slightly modified, you know, and there's only so much you can do to a flathead anyways by the rule book, you know.
Right.
Look at Steve Broyles, you know, the one that he has his guy run, you know, that's got an inverted front end on
Stevenson
it. Stevenson Cycle.
Since 1969.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug. Yeah. You know.
I'm all about it.
You know, it's not that much, man. You know, it's cheap fun. You know, who doesn't want to go 100 miles an hour in a circle on a motorcycle, you know? Trying to beat everybody else, you know, but then you got the high boy classes, you know, where they're running the real rare shit and, you know, really modified.
Right.
They're out there just fucking hammering it, man.
If you haven't seen
got the Race of Gentlemen, too, the Trog, and then Barber, of course, in Birmingham, Alabama, every year has the Century Race, which is really what got me hooked.
Right.
And especially because that held one of our hometown heroes, Slow Joe Gardella, mm-hmm. and he was always battling against Dale Waxler from Maggie Valley's
Wheels
Time, and they're both passed now, yeah. I went to Slow Joe Gardella's
we can sit here and name drop, you know, people we've had on our show, and it makes all the rallies way more fun.
It gets
us into places, you know, and we always say, come on, you know, we invite people to go with us, you know, it's like, it's a little more fun for us because we get to do things that most people don't, you know,
right.
go places and we know the people,
get
you know.
Invited on certain rides when you're in Sturgis.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of the OGs of, like, because there's a lot of creators in Michigan right now.
We've been around every white guy
with a microphone's got a podcast.
Because it's so easy to have.
This month marks our 10th anniversary.
So
this month, it was 10 years ago in 2014 we started.
So, I mean, and that's, you guys paved the way, really. I mean, if not technically a podcast, because I guess it's better then, right? Because you guys
have we do a live stream.
Right, man. We're throwing ideas back and forth, man, you know, so when we get this thing back up and running again here, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
you know,
we're upgrading and evolving.
Yeah, we're going to try and stick with the times, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Right, look.
Well, you jumped out of the gate doing this, you know, which has got... You know, anybody is going to...
Yeah, we're going to play plagiarize who we can, you know. That's the best form of flattery, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it ain't trademarked, we're going to try to steal it.
I mean, I've been trying to steal your shit, so I'm like, I should at least have one, I guess.
Well, you have to actually ride your motorcycle.
Well, baby steps. I'll get there.
I'm just glad those training wheels are on. It's so hard to watch you tip from one to the other.
None of us wanted to be you.
You see this right here, Brendan? Those are souvenirs for you.
Okay, what's that?
That one's from South Dakota, and I got some Montanas and Wyomings, so, you know.
Are those various bug species, or is that just dirt samples?
Those are various bug species.
Could be either.
I unpacked them. I unrolled them this morning on the way out here, and I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah. Those are probably eaten away at the leather, so I'll have to clean them tonight. But, hey, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to Sturgis.
Oh, that was such bullshit.
I'm not going to Sturgis.
And
I had
some good interviews fucking set up, too, man. I was bummed.
Yeah, those were in the UP, right?
No.
Because all the pictures I saw, you were in UP.
Yeah, I took Jillian up there because I should have went to Sturgis. But
yeah, you should have drug her to Sturgis.
I should have.
Well, you know, he didn't know which one of us to spend some time with. And since we were up in the UP too, it was me. And
That's okay.
Now you know who my favorite is. Anyway.
What's his name again?
Right.
Jim and...
the other guy.
Yeah. Jim and his buddy.
I'm number two.
Yes, you are.
We were trying to think of... Actually, Jill and I, this morning, we're trying to think of the ride name that was up there that you were up there for when we were...
Oh, the JD Jacob Eddie.
That's the one.
DJ Jacob Eddie, Home for Veterans.
Yep, that was it.
I'm dyslexic. I always say JD. I'll never get it right, ever.
Well, it was the first veterans home in the state of Michigan.
In the
UP. It was the very first one.
And it was in
the UP.
Our buddy Chops and I went up there in 16, because Jim went...
Yep.
We went to Sturgis in 2015, and him and Eric and a few other people went back in 16 to see on the off year, you know. And so me and Chops, we were going to go up there, and Chops' cousin was a member of the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association. And, of course, Rob always bails out. So we ended up going ourselves, and they just couldn't believe that people came that far, you know. And it was crappy weather, you know. But, you know, we pulled into Cookie's place, and...
They got it red carpet treatment.
Oh my God, it was top notch all the way, you know, and we made some really good friends out of the deal, you know, and
can't wait
to go back. It's been 2 years and I've missed, so I have to go this year, you know, and it's for a great cause. There was a bunch of WW2 vets still living in the home when we first started going there. You know?
If I recall correctly, and I may be wrong, but I believe it was 28. The first year we were up there.
Wow.
There were 28 World War II
veterans. That was the second year that I was up there, you know. And Cookie's place is this little tiny cabin on this lake, and, you know, it must be good fishing, but there's a lot of moss. And Jim's the goose whisperer up there. All Cookie's geese love Jim.
I'm not going to even ask.
They follow him around. He's like the goose whisperer.
It only happened one time. It was old school.
You know, it was just a bunch of bikers and tents and everybody drinking and having a good time, partying their asses off. Fireworks, bonfires, you know.
10-foot high bonfire.
Yeah, dude. It was
that had been soaked in kitchen grease for 2 months.
For your people, I'm going to... And the first year, I had a really embarrassing moment, man. You know, you get old, you get, you know, shit happens, you know. And I got sick, you know, and it's a party foul, you know. Don't worry about it, the reaper, you know. And yeah, the women didn't like that the next morning because I was like, okay, cool, man. Went back and passed out, you know. But yeah, it was from the get go. That yeah, that's one of my favorite rides.
I want to check it out.
It's phenomenal what they do for those guys, and the guys all come out to the parking lot who are able and want to.
Sure.
Yep.
And they all come out to the lot, and we walk around with them and talk about the bikes, and they always do lunch, so there's like pizza and cookies and all kinds of goodies.
Heck
and
yeah.
Everybody gets to just kind of hobnob together for, you know, a good hour, hour and a half, and it's not a super long
Try
time.
Not
I
to
really
crash.
Wish it was, yeah. But then we take off from there, and then from there, you know, on our way there, it's pretty much straight shot from mm-hmm. the American Legion to the DJ Giacobetti Home for Veterans,
in
which
Little
is
Lake.
Usually either partially or fully police escorted.
Right.
This year it was fully. Last couple of years it's been partial.
Yeah, it's usually.
So just from town and then once you get back into town.
Right.
So, sort of speak.
So right. Let's close down the air base right there. I can never remember the name of
it. K.I. Sawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, they usually hit us just before that. They'll drop off and then pick us back up when we get into Marquette.
Right. Basically, they get us out of Little Lake, which is where the American Legion post is, through Gwin, which is the very next town. And then as soon as we're out of Gwin, they let us go. And then as soon as we're getting into the outskirts of Marquette, then they're usually waiting for us there, and they pull out in front of us.
And mind you, you know, if you do go up there, it's hit and miss. There's a BYOB titty bar.
Yes, there is.
Bring your own boobs?
Yeah, pretty much. Bring your own beer, you know, and the lady who runs it, when the train comes by, she jumps out the back door and flashes the engineers.
That a girl.
Yeah, and that's just right there in Gwin, too. I can't remember. That place, everybody who's been out there knows that place, and it's hit and miss when it's open.
Well.
You know, so.
It's a roll of the dice.
But still,
you know, to roll the dice if you want it open as you get in there. You're like, ugh.
That's one of them places like Bisco's, you know. You know the reputation, but you just got to go there anyways, your curiosity.
And the ambiance. I mean, it's kind of fun just to be like, hey, if you want, you turn your head and see a set of cans.
Right.
Beers, have some beers with your boys and things.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
the titty's a titty.
Nice ribcage.
Yeah. Is that a bullet wound?
Another C-section, girl.
Wow. What time's the A shift?
That's Friday night.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So we were going around. She's been at more events than me this year.
Yeah, we know.
Which is everywhere. Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Jill's off of the side.
You might as well just start riding, bitch.
She got her license, man. She got her endorsement.
Yeah.
That's what I'm angling for. I like to nap. I like to nap.
Hey, depending on how good they ride, I'd ride bitch for a woman. I don't care.
Hey, man.
I'm going to be hanging on like this, you know.
There's no shame in my game.
It's the only time nuts to butt is okay.
Exactly.
It's the only time.
That's right, yeah.
But you also have, back to back is no picnic either.
If you got to ride a buddy, it's back to back.
Right, but I mean.
Because there are no nuts to butt.
Right, but man, the last time I did that shit, man, Rob was playing, and he was goosing it on his dresser, Road King, whatever you want, you know, and there was just a backrest on it, and I'm hanging over, you know, and man, I swear to God, we must have been up like that, because I was looking straight down at the ground like this, man. I'm like, holy shit, here we go, you know? People pointing and laughing, you know, I'm used to that. There's nothing you can do at that point, you know? You can't even just do this.
Right, right. Yeah. That's when I would want a full face helmet, right?
Sure.
So you guys are getting set back up in...
We're going to have actually two locations. We're going to have a studio set up in my garage in Fenton, and we're going to have one set up in his garage in Redford, which is actually only about a mile from the original studio.
Right, so depending on our guest, you know, it's closer.
Makes sense, right?
If you were coming on from Lansing, we'll do it at my place, you know? If we've got the guys from Shielded Souls coming in from, you know, Brownstown area, they're going to go to...
Well, on top of that, now also need all of our own equipment, you know, and making the move, just as you can accommodate more people's schedules, so
yeah.
we can pre-record and just drop parts on, you know, there's so many options we got.
Yeah.
You know?
There is a lot. I went large scale to start because I didn't know what I needed. So
go
like,
big or go home?
Yeah, so I'm like a fucking gear junkie, man. I got all the shit that I just don't even use anymore. And it's like fucking, this is pretty much...
Like your motorcycle?
Yeah. to be fair, it's right next to my motorcycle. All right, cut.
So it's all good together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's probably tucked away underneath the cover right now.
There's probably a box of Legos in there, too. All the stuff I don't use anymore.
Some old Shogun Warrior bullshit. So I got it down to this to where I could take my bike when I had saddlebags. When I have my tour pack comes in and I decide to ever start riding again, well, I'll be able to take just this to wherever I go. So it makes it easy.
But that is a nice Harley shirt you got on.
Thanks, man.
And remember, if it's been that many years between rides, sometimes those gaskets will dry rot. So you might want to swap those out.
For real? So what are you guys looking forward to most with the evolution, I guess? Is it just to be more flexible with...
I think this is going to be a big part of it because we're going to do video. We got we acquired four cameras.
Right.
So we're going to have four different cameras to work with. And, you know, I think that'll help, especially when we have guests to get, you know, or, well, anything. It doesn't really matter.
Video captures people's attention more than just audio.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
So that's a big plus. But I do like the fact that, like Scott said, we can do more of a remote angle for it. We can go to places and record and then edit it. But that's going to be a big learning process for us, too, because I am not computer savvy enough to do that shit.
Right. More but we do know Charisse, and she makes those little reels and stuff, so maybe we can talk her into helping us at least get started.
It's a curve, man. I switched my software up to a better one last year, and I know I'm not even touching the surface of what that fucking can actually do, because I'm just like, me.
Right.
Fucking, I'm like, did that really work? It's like, fucking, if I can make it move, what the fuck? So, but even, I noticed that even, like, some of the other guys in the state, they're probably way better at editing software for, like, short shit, because I don't do much of the reels and the short stuff. I mean, a little bit here and there, but
okay.
I'm not big on TikTok and all that.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you about that shit. Yeah, you know, that's probably way easy compared to the software that you need to run this kind of stuff and edit it.
Yeah, like trying to get Jim on Messenger, you know? I got to usually screenshot and send it over. Hey, man, there's a chat going on right now, you know? You might want to get involved.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Michigan Biker Law. If you've been in a wreck, you need to seek help from the only motorcycle accident attorney in the state, which exclusively represents us, the motorcycle community. If you've been to any events or several bike nights throughout the state this year, you've no doubt have seen them set up. They care. They're out and about and hanging out with us doing our thing. 1-800-MIBIKER for a free consultation if you or your loved one have been in an accident. Hey Ohio, some good news for you. Michigan Biker Law's team is expanding into Ohio for Ohio Biker Law. Call 1-800-OHBIKER. Get a free consultation for Larry. If you or your loved one have been injured in an accident, it's really the only people to call. Let's get back to this episode. So how long have you guys... where are we going with this?
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
Okay.
We're going to go, and we're blind lead the blind.
Support.
Yeah. You at, what event was that?
That was Mary's.
Mary's event.
It was
Downriver
Girl. Salute to Veterans in Mabee, Michigan.
Is that the Legion there?
No, it's,
I got all the information.
Yeah, some military.
U.S. military. Pyro.
We should know
house.
All this, and they see it, we're going to look like assholes.
And I almost wore their shirt, so I could have just went.
Right.
But you've known this guy, or did you meet him there?
No, neither, actually. This is a book by J.C. Handy. He's a Vietnam veteran. My work outside of my hobby, which would be bikes, babes, and booze, I sell collision shop supplies, and this gentleman owns a collision shop, a family-owned business for quite a few decades now. He's a Vietnam veteran, and he dealt with, in some small way, a subject matter about Vietnam or any war, really, that I don't really believe has ever been touched as far as coverage or a documentary or film or anything on it, and that is what's deemed as GR, or Graves Registration. It's basically how they handle our veterans deceased. That are deceased, yeah, the remains.
In combat.
Correct. So, I met him, and he told me about this book he wrote, and I love books about usually World War II.
Okay.
Is what I usually read, but this was Vietnam, and this is still near and dear to my heart because my uncle and my father both served during the Vietnam era, so I, you know, really wanted to read that just for something different, especially since it was somebody I knew that wrote it.
Yeah,
you know how
absolutely.
It makes that connection. So once I read it, I was just enthralled with the characters. And then he had told me that all of the story, he interviewed all these people that worked in GR during Vietnam.
Okay.
So he extrapolated all of their true stories, these are all true stories, and made them into one singular character stories and then
sure.
another singular character stories and throughout the book. So it's all true stories and it's all true stuff.
Fiction based on nonfiction.
Fictional
nonfiction.
Truthful history. I guess. I don't know.
Fictional nonfiction.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Based on
yeah.
true events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So everything in it is true, but it wasn't from one person's perspective.
It's
it was
from
several
pieced together.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Pieced together. Exactly. So, it. But I love the way he wrote it, and I really liked his style of writing, and I just really liked the story. And it was, like I said, a subject matter I'd never seen covered or talked about. I mean, Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
That briefly, so very briefly, touched on Graves Registration. But this is so much more in depth, and I don't think anything else has ever covered it. Not that in my experience that
right.
I've ever seen.
So I'm looking forward to reading this. I probably should have already, but I didn't. And I don't know why. I've had fucking time too. It would have been the ideal.
What the hell, man, slacker?
Then ride my motorcycle.
Yeah.
And anyway.
I was going to say this isn't a motorcycle. You can do something with that if you'd like.
Yeah. Does Mr. Handy have a? Does he do charity stuff, or is it like does he donate portions of the book thing to anything, or is it just to get knowledge? General?
No, I think it's just to get them acknowledged. You
okay.
know, about you know, bring recognition to these guys and
yeah,
and what they did and the sacrifice they made. You know,
yeah, because it's not mentioned a lot because it's got to be a fucked up,
yeah.
horrible fucking thing.
Right.
So there's no, there's not that there's any glory or glamour to war, but that's. Like the worst of the worst,
exactly.
probably shit you come across there. So
and you know, Scott and I have both agreed when we started Bikes, Babes, and Booze that you know if we were going to support charities, you know, of course it was A, we had to believe in it. We had to back it 100%, and
absolutely.
If we didn't, then no deal. But the primary focus we wanted to focus on was veterans and children. Anything that had to do with either, if they needed our help, we were there.
Yep.
And then anything else that came along that sparked our interest or was like, wow, we would never have thought of that. You know, that's a great thing to stand behind. Then, of course, we're on board.
Case
you know?
By case. Then.
Exactly. So, you know, there's been lots of different things that we supported, but this is one that I most recently wanted to support, and it's www.jchandy.net, and that's H-A-N-D-Y, J-C, Jack Charles, if you want to go with some sort of something to stand for the initials, but jchandy.net.
Okay, and I'll put the link.
Book.
I'll
oh,
put
cool.
the website up
awesome.
On this, and
sweet.
And check it out. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to reading it because I dig stuff like this as well. And
yeah.
it's hard to be a biker in the bike community and not support veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the shit's so enthralled together.
Right.
It's how it started.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to reading this. Again, check it out. Another thing that I want to talk about, which is interesting, that someone got suckered into for next year. Don't you build a bike for the Stallions next year?
Oh, yeah.
I got to get the electrical hooked up to my shop before I can do that. I'm working with no power right now, you know, so.
You know, this sounds an awful lot of like,
an excuse,
why I don't
yeah.
ride my bike.
Right, right, right. right, right. you know, I've got another couple weeks to make the yeah. decision. I really would like to, you know.
I hope you do. I think it would be fun and to know somebody I know, you know, fairly well, you know, to see your progress and maybe.
Yeah, because, you know, we'll be writing in the same magazine
yeah.
right there, you know.
Yep, so that'd be
so
pretty cool.
Be, yeah, yeah, the whole experience should be pretty fun, so.
And I think, yeah.
More than likely, it's going to be a yes, but.
Yeah, and well, it's not like you're like first build.
I know this is your interview, but can I ask, do you have a plan of what you want to build?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a real good plan. Actually, I've got two.
Okay.
Oh,
are things in motion?
Not
yet.
Any
of the parts yet?
Is there?
I've got to get with Bogey. I've got to get with Bogey and Cousin It, because Cousin It has a frame jig.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a seriously altered frame. I will give you one of my ideas.
Okay.
Based on the frame design of this, dude, I could make that look like a Schwinn really easily. You know, and make the banana seat for it, you know, and the
shifter on
exactly, exactly. That's one of my ideas rolling around. I mean, you know, and that fucked up girder kind of springer front
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
Run a real tiny front wheel, like off a moped or something. You know?
Hell yeah, now you have to.
Right. The other one it would be really cool.
More conventional.
Yeah, something a little more, but I'm going to paint myself. I was looking at, either way, I wanted to use that Big Daddy Roth Rat Fang line of paints
sure.
that are out there. You know, it's all rattle can.
Yep.
And come to find out that, you know, a few people I know have tried a few times to use that. And
not the best results.
It was just inferior product. The cans or something are bad. You know, they for what they're paying for.
Yeah, I know a few painters now.
I know, but I wanted to do something myself. Yeah, oh yeah, dude. I know all the same painters you know.
I know way more painters than you do now.
Well, for the motorcycle,
for the business I'm in.
There's only two that I need.
Right.
And, you know, and both of them, ironically, are in my phone these days. And one, your cousin John, not a big deal, but, you
yeah.
know.
And all man, of them are
16,
hard
18-year-old
he's getting to call you
Scott, that. And, you know, in my dad's garage, wrenching on all my shit, trying to make it a hot rod. And I never in a million years thought that I would be friends with Ron Finch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't you that know? Crazy, man?
I know.
The guy's awesome.
Ron's great.
Yep.
What a legend.
Yep.
True legend.
We just went riding with him that too.
You
long
did?
Ago.
I mean, I miss out on every yeah. fucking ride with him because it's always last minute. And I'm like, dude,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, Ron usually just. I called him on a Wednesday or a Thursday, I think it was. And I said, hey, Ron, when are we getting together for a ride? And he goes, oh, you know, that wouldn't hurt my feelings, you know, Ron.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, sweet, you know, when do you want to go? And he's like, well, the weekend's best. And I'm like, all right. And it ended up being a Sunday, right? Because you had
yeah.
Levi. So,
yeah, because it was supposed to our first go round at
was Saturday.
No, it was supposed to be a
Wednesday.
I was like, yeah, I'll take a day off work to go ride with Ron. No fucking problem,
yeah,
you know. But no, it just never works out. But I get to party with him at his place, so that's good enough, I guess.
Yeah.
It's awesome because you see him. You know, walking slow. Obviously, he's up in years.
85 now.
Yeah, and then you get him. You see him on a bike, and it's just another young guy, another guy on a bike having a blast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still, so it's awesome. And his legacy is just a. I mean, if you look back and the stuff that he's built and continues
oh,
to
God,
build,
yeah.
His art,
yep. his pioneering,
yeah,
yep. real wild stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Well, since we're talking about him, I want to wish him all the best because. He fell and hurt his shoulder.
Oh, man.
And then he was trying to get out of a truck, and he, you know, he's got a bad leg, so he's trying to kind of turn himself to get onto his better leg and twisted the same arm he had fallen on a little bit worse, so he made it better, worse. But on the ride, we went, Gail was in the, he rode the sidecar rig. And Gail was in the sidecar, and he was riding. And he set it up with a who was it that made it? Not Barnett. Shit, I can't remember. Who?
Anyways,
it was a clutch system where all he has to do is keep the throttle on and tap it, and it goes right into gear. So he doesn't have to pull in the clutch, basically.
Well, that's cool. Well, yeah. Find a way, right? Yeah. There's a will.
Because he can't quite do that. It just doesn't, you know, it hurts like hell. Well, so he admitted he was pretty sore, you know, but he was out there.
Yeah.
He was out there having fun, so I want to wish him all the best.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Prayers out. Good healing. I know he doesn't want to do surgery. He just wants it to heal on its own. And
can't blame
so, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of anybody cutting
me open. We
need
to get out there and see him before the holidays.
Yeah, let's go, man. We'll all go.
Yep.
Get him on the show.
Go see the museum.
Yeah,
always a good time out there.
Been a minute, so. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, because you haven't been there, right?
I'm not on my bike ever.
Right. No. Well, you've been there in a car?
Yeah, I've been there. It's been a few years.
Okay.
Actually, before I even had my Harley, I had my Vulcan.
Did you ride that one?
No. No, my Vulcan I did ride. I had over 180,000 miles on it. I do ride my bike a lot more than you guys think. But
we
a
just
lot,
don't ever see it.
A lot less than I did for when I was doing strictly the magazine stuff. When I was strictly magazine. So I'm like trying to fight.
Jim rides a lot less these days too. Ask him why.
Oh, he's keeping his finger stuck in a wedding ring?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Just kidding, Christy.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It is.
Everybody looks like,
makes other excuses, but we all know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking shit because I'm headed that way too, actually. It seems like I fucking settled down with one girl for how long? It's fucking.
How many miles this year, Brendan? 36.
Counting tomorrow? We're going to ride tonight. I'm going to Blue Angels.
Well, I got to say, too, if anybody wants to see anything that we kind of kicked off Bikes, Babes, and Booze supporting, it was this thing called the Fallen Heroes Memorial Foundation.
Okay.
It's in Pontiac at the Municipal Center.
Okay.
Telegraph, just south of Dixie Highway. And in that municipal center,
road right there, is
that it's a little bit north still of that, but yeah. North
you can't
of,
miss it. You
right.
can't miss it. There's a bunch of memorials out
okay.
there.
Yeah, and now they've got a big sign that says the Fallen Heroes Memorial Foundation, so that's kind of cool. But you go in there, and it was a gentleman that was a retired Air Force veteran named Skip Bussart, and his son, he lost his son in the Gulf War.
Oh.
And what this does is it honors any soldiers that lost their lives through the Gulf War, Afghanistan, and Persian Gulf, all that.
Middle East.
Yeah, conflict. The Middle Eastern conflicts, and that resided or were from Oakland County.
Was that the Jeep trailer that was at the Mary's event?
No, that's a different one.
Okay.
But this was is they did these granite slabs, and they did for the first time, in my understanding, is that it was the first time they laser etched all the soldiers' faces on this memorial.
Badass.
So not only does it have their name, it gives their rank, where they were deployed, what commendations they got as far as any medals or achievements, any of that stuff is all listed, and then, of course, their date of passing. But it was beautiful. It was absolutely wonderful. I've never seen nothing like it up until that point, and it was just outstanding.
Is there a Facebook or is there a link on your Facebook for all that?
I'll make sure I put one up tonight.
All right, just shoot one over to me, and we'll put the link over to this. But there is a Facebook page for Bikes, Babes.
That could be sitting right next to your bike, too.
I'll look. I mean, I doubt it. I looked a couple weeks ago at my bike, and
It's facebook.com/bikesbabesbooze, all one word.
Yep.
And then it'll come right to our page.
Yeah.
Please like and follow.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Jim was also involved with the Million Bikers to D.C.
Yeah, Million Bikers to D.C. That was.
Yeah, tell the Bob story.
Is that the Rolling Thunder?
No, this was, it was called 2 Million Bikers to D.C., and it was basically to honor everybody that was lost in 9/11 as far as first responders.
Okay.
And it was to bring awareness to the fact that we needed to honor and take care of the families of those people.
I agree.
And so we went to D.C. to do that. We stopped in Pennsylvania at the Flight 93 Memorial, then went on to D.C. But the funniest story is I was the chapter president for the state of Michigan to run that out there, or the state coordinator, I think is what they called me. And there was another gentleman by the name, his name is David Fortier. He's a U.S. Navy veteran, and he's in northern Michigan. And he was unable to do it for whatever reason just before we were kind of launching, and I was his assistant. So I became the state coordinator by default, so to speak.
Okay.
So
Jim had there a coup.
Yeah. I led the coup. And so we met at Cabela's in Dundee and went to D.C. from there. And so anyway, I'm rolling with my buddy Bob, and who's our another mutual friend, Chops, his cousin, oddly enough. So we're rolling out to D.C. together, and we're just into Ohio, and we're just, or is it Ohio at that point, or is it Michigan where the nuclear plant is? It is Ohio, right? Toledo, yeah, because you're on two. So we're getting onto two, and we're going toward the nuclear facility, so you kind of get an idea of the direction we're heading. Anyway, we're on that road, and it's starting to rain, and Bob goes, I got to take a piss. So I'm like, all right, so I'll start looking, for somewhere where we can stop, where they got a bathroom. All of a sudden, I look next to me, Bob's gone. Nowhere in sight. I'm checking my mirrors. He's nowhere to be found. So I loop around. I head back the other direction. And then I finally see him on this road, which was, the way we were going, he turned right on this road. The road was dirt instantly, and it went downhill. So he turned around and then parked somewhat on the hill and was taking a leak and was holding his front brake because the bike was sliding and he was peeing on the exhaust, so all this pee steam coming up into his eye, and he's like, and he's yelling at me, come over here and hold the bike. Well, I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, I could not get off the bike. If I did, I would have fallen. It was hysterical. So that's just, one of those road stories that you never forget. And I'll always see, standing on an incline, holding the bike with his hair, peeing, squinting because of the steam coming up off the exhaust, and the bike sliding down the dirt gravel road that's muddy because it's starting to downpour.
There's got to be better options.
Yeah. I was like, dude, there was just a barbecue spot up here. He goes, I couldn't wait any longer. So it killed me. I was dying. But yeah, road stories are always fun.
I can picture the fucking.
Oh my god, it was funny as hell. There's been lots of those, lots of crazy stories. What's his name? Spud was another
Spud.
One.
Spud.
We were.
It's like magic carpet with pipes.
Yeah, we were on our way to Sturgis in 2015 for the 75th, and we went our usual route, which is north up through Michigan.
Yeah.
Across
that was the
Mackinac.
First time we were taking that, and we missed our turn.
Yes. And if anybody wants to know this, Michigan people, if you are in the Detroit metro area and you want to go to Sturgis, if you go north and cross the Mackinac and take 2 west and follow the top of Lake Michigan, which is an absolutely beautiful ride, you avoid Chicago and all that BS and stop and go, just like Atlanta, we all know how horrible it is. It's only 90 miles extra.
It
only
is
90 miles.
But what Jim fails to tell you is it's an extra 4.5 hours to go that way.
It's only 90 miles extra. That's it. It's only 90 miles. Don't listen to him.
But and you don't have to go through Chicago. You can go through Joliet. You can stay on 80 and go in to
Iowa. Fuck all that noise.
Yeah, it's dealing with the grasshoppers out that way.
It's 4 hours better scenery than going to fucking Chicagoland. Unless Chicagoland is your thing.
I've done the research. But this year, I made it there in 2 days and I made it back in 2 days.
Right.
But the second day on the way back, dude, we left out of
2 days is hard riding.
Especially when we woke up in what's the name of that first city out there? Sioux Falls. Yeah. Sioux Falls. We woke up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah.
And I pulled in at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, to my house. At that point, I just wanted to be like,
I'm almost to Sturgis. And it's like 9 hours later.
Just because you're in South Dakota.
It's like going through Georgia.
It was tough, man. It was real tough that second day, especially after all the days. Last day is always the hardest.
And it kicks your ass. It takes a day to recoup from a two-day ride.
Or a couple months. Especially if you come home and you're doing something around the house a couple days later and you get bit by a brown recluse and get fucking poison ivy in the same fucking shot.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a drag. So that just fucked up everything after Sturgis.
Scott Luck.
Told you to stop calling her brown recluse, too.
Mm-hmm. Black widow.
Did you talk about your
leakage? No. Oh, no. When I had suffered, too. We went up to the fucking UP. Jill. We went up to, not by Whitefish Point, but I forget where we were.
Were you on the bike?
Copper Harbor.
Yeah, totally. As long as you don't ask any more questions, we were totally on the bike. And we went.
It was Miners Beach.
We went and the water was like glass for like 3 days in Lake Superior. So we're like swimming and she's only wading in it, except the river that goes in there. And we get back to the Airbnb or the B&B that we had, and she's like, "Man, my feet itch." I'm like, "Oh man, poison ivy." It was an 8-minute drive up the fucking driveway to get to the cabin, and
it was from the water, wasn't it?
Yes, but my dumb ass is in there with my GoPro, fucking scuba Steve, fucking super squats, fucking. So, but poison ivy and everything takes me a few days for the reaction to fucking hit. So I just thought, like, everything crossed my mind, fucking bad bugs or something with her.
Right.
She just couldn't figure it out. And then we got home, and I'm like, I'm starting to fucking itch. And I'm like, so we started doing the Google, and like, fucking swimmer's itch. My head to toe was fucking, like, I wanted to fucking cut my legs off. I was close to, like, going to ER and shit. It was so miserable.
So what is it called?
Swimmer's itch. It's a bacteria that from, like, whatever, that gets on you and then, you're not a suitable host, so it dies and gets in, like, a small fucking...
Ugh.
And, yeah, I ended up fucking a month and a half on fucking creams and shit.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to post the pictures. That's being, like, my fucking hockey. Those aren't for the fucking... everybody's
eyes.
What's
the name of that shit?
What?
You put on shit like that?
Calamine?
Calamine, yeah. He looks like a pink nightmare.
Dude, I was in the shower every 2 minutes, fucking cold shower, and like, I got scars from fucking scratching. Yeah. We were at a clubhouse in Detroit, and I had shorts on. I was there with the guys from God Squad, and we were presenting. And
you were riding with shorts on?
Yeah, I always ride with shorts on, man. I go with flip-flops sometimes. Nice. So I'm like scratching my fucking leg, and one of the dudes is like, "You're fucking bleeding, dude. You okay?" I'm like, "Nah, I fucking just scratched this fucking skin right off. It was itching so bad." I was like, "Dude." But that swimmer's itch is no joke. I would never wish that on anybody. But
wow, that sucks.
Poison ivy, too, though. I mean, that can be just as bad.
It's tough.
If you get, depending on where, too.
Yeah, especially getting bit by a brown recluse and having poison ivy at the same time.
In the same spot.
Dude,
you know, it was got a drag.
Leg or what?
Huh?
Leg?
No, it was
right here on the back of my arm.
Oh, you know what? You did show me a bit.
But my whole back of my arm, you know, and in retrospect, having poison ivy was probably the best thing because it pushed all the poison out. But, you know.
That's why you got it.
Yeah, sure.
Works in mysterious ways.
I guess. Right.
So
I'll
tough.
Show him Scott Luck.
But wait, there's more.
So hold my lightning bolt.
Yeah. Smite me, old smiter.
I'm Carrie.
So what are you guys, what rides are an adventure looking forward coming up? What forward to most? Probably not doing
Sturgis.
Sturgis
always for
Are
me.
You going to Sturgis?
Yeah, but next year we're planning on doing Route 66.
That's right. You told
it's
me about
the
100th that.
Anniversary.
To California, right?
Yeah.
All the way to the coast. You guys are gonna do.
Yeah, we're planning on getting that together, and there's a few people that have already posted interest on that.
So. I'm interested in that.
You know, and people, you know, going because they want to go out certain places,
yeah.
and then they'll bail out and
well, we
want to back on their own.
We want to start. At the, I believe it's the Chicago Library that does, or they have the
at
Vietnam,
the beginning.
Yeah, they have the Vietnam commemoration with all the dog tags of the 58,000.
Yeah,
that's like
that. So we want to make that our kickoff official point because, of course, we'll be coming from Detroit, so
sure.
we're going to have a couple hundred mile ride before we get to there,
yeah.
but from there. That kicks us off onto Route 66, and then it's going to be a scenic, slow roll until we get to the Santa Monica Pier. And then I want to roll north on the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway,
yep.
until I get to Seattle, and then I want to pick up US 2 all the way back to St. Ignace.
I was going
to
say, yeah,
and
it goes all the way straight through. That's a badass.
That's a big rectangle,
yeah.
so that's the
For
goal.
For me, if I can find a rich enough woman with a great portfolio, you know, just send them over, have your lawyers, send my people, you know.
Have your people call his people.
I can do that, but, you know, they say it's 3 weeks on Route 66 alone.
Yeah, yep.
And that's...
So Jim's talking about, you know, a good 2 months, three
yeah.
months.
Well, that's another thing about us is...
I know,
we do ride. We ride everywhere we go. We don't trailer our bikes ever.
The only acceptable place is Daytona, and that's only because it's
only
you're always
spring.
Guaranteed to hit snow
only if
on
it's
the way back.
Oktoberfest
is
like Oktoberfest
is okay.
We can ride both ways, and that's
right.
why I go there usually for Biketoberfest and not for Bike Week. I went to Bike Week once. And I had to put my bike in the back of my pickup and take it down there because of the snow in Michigan before I left.
You put it on my trailer, too.
It's a good thing for...
That was a different bike week. You're right.
Yeah,
yes, there
yeah.
were two.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, but I've been to like 7 or 8 Biketoberfest and 2 bike weeks, so...
Yeah, but the bike week is definitely better because, you know,
it's
the end of winter.
There are
you
more
know,
people
you're just itching to get out.
Sure.
But
if you feel the bike ministry may be your calling... Look up God Squad Christian Motorcycle Club. They're in 13 countries with over 40 chapters. There's bound to be one near you.
What were you guys saying? This fucking show is fucking lot lizards, trucks, and...
yeah, trucks, lot lizards, and meth labs.
That's the next evolution of bike.
It's going to be a different segment show.
Yeah, different
it's catchy.
Yeah, different demographic for sure.
Sure, right.
I see it taking off. So, well, I think
you've
gone
the extra mile for the better class of method. You know? They
really,
still have 2 teeth left.
Yeah, it's really popular in Florida, man.
Right.
Yeah.
All trash, no trailer.
They don't quite have the skin spots yet, right? Like in your audience. That's highbrow. You guys need to lower it. So I appreciate you guys coming on. You guys have had me on a couple times. It's always fun to hang out and chat when we can. JCHandy.net. When you said
coffins of tin,
Jack. You said Jack. What'd you say for the?
I said Jack Charles.
Yeah, Jack Charles Handy. So Jack
yeah.
Handy was fucking Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I know.
Deep
I always go
yeah.
Jack Handy.
So not that Jack.
Yes,
Handy.
It's
so.
Not that JC Handy.
If you see a bottle of Quasier, you better run.
Ah, yeah.
Quasier. Oh, that's great.
When do you guys think you're going to be back on, and it's going to be recorded, not live?
Well, I don't know exactly. I think we're going to go live to begin
initially?
With.
Okay.
Until we kind of, we got to figure out the whole camera thing, to be honest. I mean,
me
I want to make sure, I don't want to make
it
an amateur
makeup
hour
artist, you know,
when it comes out. I want to make sure it looks
good
cool.
Side.
Yeah, so if that's your good one, But no, I still have to figure out the fucking camera thing, dude. I do the best I can, but I don't have everything I want, right?
So. Yeah, you know.
Money.
It'll take some learning. I mean, right now our money shot's worth 6 cents, you know?
Wait, where? That's three more than I get. No matter what it tastes like.
You're always putting your 2 cents in.
No matter what it tastes like. What? All right. But I'm looking forward to hearing more. I love you guys' show. I listen a lot.
Thanks for coming on, too.
No, my pleasure. I felt like I made it big time when I was on Blake's Bags and Booze. And then I got on there and I got
superstar
fucking ripped on for not riding my fucking motorcycle. And I was like, you know what? These guys are kind of dicks.
That's okay. We would have ripped on you about anything.
That's why it's so fun, right? I don't mind it a bit.
We keep it real. Right? I mean, we're not going to hold back.
We don't have filters quite often.
Well, man, that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun.
If you can't make fun of yourself, you shouldn't make fun of others.
Right. So that's what makes it fun.
People laugh at Jim all the time. You know? Yeah, exactly. Just look at them and laugh.
Exactly. Look at this toothless motherfucker.
Well, I mean, I get it.
Hey, easy, killer.
All right.
How'd that get there?
What the hell?
A violent turn all of a sudden.
Thank God my drink was empty.
That's right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys around, and I'd be interested to do some of that PCH highway. I mean, I don't think I can take 6 months off of work. Well, I mean, I could have just done it.
Right.
I'm dealing with the time and money dichotomy.
It's nothing set in stone. It's all up for debate. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of schedules that have to be hammered out. There's a lot of finances that have to be hammered out. So it's all what everybody can do, you know? Right, I mean, right. If people got, I mean, because I know, like, Bogey from Shielded Souls, he wants to go, but he said he has family in California. So when he gets to Santa Monica, he's done, you know?
Right.
He goes, I'll ship my bike back. I'm like, cool, man. Good for you.
Depending on my schedule, I might just jump in a U-Haul or a budget truck and toss my bike in the back and haul ass back.
Exactly.
It all depends on what bike I'm riding at that point, too.
Exactly.
I might just fly
so
out.
So there's so many varying factors.
Sure, you
can
do that, too, man.
Everybody's welcome. You know? And, you know,
they got all
go as far or as little as you want.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
They are. I've rode a zero. They're fun.
But it's not something I would buy.
I wouldn't try and drive them across the country.
Not
unless you had a fucking solar panel on your helmet.
Yeah, then you're looking at least a year for that trip. I mean,
you can always put a trailer hitch on it and put two generators out there hooked to each of your trailer wheels. You know?
Remember the old bike thing where you put the light on and the generator as you pedal?
And the light got brighter.
And your light got brighter and dimmer and brighter and dimmer and brighter and dimmer.
You gotta have the rabbit ears, don't you?
I hate hills in the dark. Bright.
That would be a fucking adventure. Like, I had fun cruising that thing around the block a couple times, but I was just like, if you got one, fucking great. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you fucking like it. But
if you have
fun.
The opportunity to ride one, I strongly suggest it, especially if you know the person who owns it and they'll take it. I got the ride to zero on the second click down from kill. So I was just one spot underneath kill, and you know, I went 6 miles and took 8% of the battery life out, you know. And he's like, you do realize that I can go back and check everything. And I was like, yeah, you probably don't want to do that, but you said to go have a good time with it. You knew what I was gonna do, you know? And it's back safe.
Hell yeah.
My God, get on, sit down, shut up, and hold on because, you know, and there's no missing a shift ever.
No.
You know?
Is there actually a shifter on there or nothing?
No.
It just goes.
You take your
roll and go.
When you roll off the accelerator, it starts to slow down. You know, you almost don't even need brakes for most of it. But, you know,
but when you roll
you
on,
just turn it on, you know, it sounds like those little speeders that they rode with the Ewoks on whatever moon that was, Endor or whatever. You know?
I'm an ice guy. I have only ridden internal combustion engine. Motorcycles,
and good for you. Crap. Yeah, you're sheltered.
Yeah. Well, the future doesn't want
you
either.
Whatever. Second generation Confederates.
Yeah.
What was the name of that bike?
Who?
The Confederate.
Bike? Yeah, the well, there was the Rebel, I think.
The one you rode up there at Spartan?
Oh, that was not a Confederate. That was a MODIS. MODIS was started by one of the guys that left Confederate right. motorcycles. And MODIS, oh God.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the bike right now. Isn't that horrible?
It's been really cool.
I'm having a brain fart, sorry. But it was the touring bike of the MODIS. It was a V4 carved out of a single piece of aluminum.
Oh.
And, dude, it was like half. They called it a baby V8 because it was a V4. It was half of a V8 cut in half. But when you sat on this bike and you revved it, you went like this. Because it had that much torque in the motor. And the guy even said, his name was Lee, and he even said as we were exiting Spartan Cycles on Gratiot, and just north of them is M59. So we're catching M59 off Gratiot. And he goes, "Do not think that if you twist the throttle, the front wheel will not come up." Because it will. So be careful when you come out and when you get onto 50.
Hey guys, if you're like me, on your long trips on your bike, you like to have some music. And you really want to be able to hear it when you're at highway speed. If you're thinking about upgrading your Bagger Audio this season, contact Kevin at Insomnia Bagger Audio from Battle Creek, Michigan at 269-224-8119. Kevin can find the system for your needs and your budget. Insomnia is offering discounts if you store your bike in their heated facility this winter. Look them up to find out more.
We took this predetermined route that they had figured out, but at one point we got onto I-94. So I faded back to be in last place and then decided to play catch up, which was incredible.
Yeah.
And it was outstanding. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I believe MODIS has gone out now. They sold off the last of their inventory out of Spartan Cycle in whatever city they're in. I'm sorry, they're off Gratiot there in M59. And they used to carry their product, but you know, when they went out, so it is what it is. But it was a wonderful opportunity and a rarity, you know, and we always say every year we want to get into more test riding and doing reporting on test riding, which would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And give us a lot more insight, because we've reported on all the new bikes and the new trends and everything that comes
up. Yeah, we used to have
and,
motorcycle comparisons but, and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. But to have
they haven't really switched up anything lately, so there's no real point. It's just the same old recycled garbage.
Right.
Kind of is, yeah.
But we've got some great connections. I mean,
absolutely.
I know Charlie, who's the owner of Ducati Detroit, so he's.
Heck yeah, we never took him up on the offer to go ride them.
And he's told us, you know, come on down, test ride anything you want. So, you know, and same with Gary Latessa at Spartan Cycle. He's given us.
Yeah,
the
they used to handle Urals there too, and we wanted to go do a test ride on a Ural sidecar.
Well, now they've got got Indian and Royal Enfield on
right.
Spartan.
I got no problem riding either one of them.
Yeah, and there may be something else too. And then Detroit Iron on M59 has some stuff that you don't see in every other store. You know, they've got Aprilia in there.
Okay, do they really?
They've
okay.
got Moto Guzzi in there.
I was wondering
so
if there's an Aprilia in
if you want an Italian stallion, that's your place to go. So,
well, you've rode one motorcycle, you want to ride them all.
Right, know? Exactly.
That's Sterling, what's that, Sterling Heights they're at? They're in?
No, that'd be like Wald Lake or...
Where at?
They're on M59 and I think... somewhere in the neighborhood of Pontiac Lake Road.
Okay.
But,
yeah, that's not Wolf Lake anymore. That's over by Oakland Airport.
So that's Waterford almost?
Waterford.
I'm not sure. Don't quote me.
Yep.
There's one on
M59. Look them up.
Sure.
I'm thinking the one in Oakland County. Ryan or Van Dyke, there's a Detroit Maybe that's Murder City Choppers that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, the Diane Van Dyke.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one.
That's Detroit Choppers.
Sorry to everybody.
Murder City Choppers or something
like that.
Yeah, sorry to everybody for not getting everything right. This isn't scripted, obviously.
Yeah. If it was, fuck.
Right.
Wow, damn.
These guys really suck.
Wow, that's the best we can afford.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
How much you pay for the new guy? $20? Not worth it.
Not worth it, George. Not worth it. So, but, all right, well, we'll do a sign-off because I don't know if the battery's going to fucking last this time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Minimal but charging time.
Minimal. Right? It was minimal. It was the maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, yes, true enough, yeah.
So, appreciate again you guys coming on. Always good to have you guys on.
Our pleasure.
Always a ton of fucking fun. Yep.
When do we get paid?
Is it a check or cash on hand?
You guys just wait here when I pack everything up. I'm getting my card and dashboard to sign it over.
Oh, we get your autograph too? Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, how many L's are in Jillian?
Batman.
That's right. I need something to sign the check.
No, so, great times. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for what you do for the motorcycle community. And
not much.
No, man, you're all over the place. You know, really, you get a lot of stuff going on. You're always, I see you all the time. You're somewhere doing something for someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The can drive, how'd that go, by the way?
It's still going. There's a party tonight at a clubhouse in Lansing to try to get it. I think, so this area, what they say they do, they did 6 20-something foot trailers down to Carolina for the hurricane, full. And then a minivan. So it's a little slower on donations for the food bank, but only because they gave so much already. So there's a party tonight to try to kick it into high gear.
Okay.
The 20th, there's, what is that? I think that's like next Wednesday. There's the first pickup date. At Diamondback Motorcycle Club in Diamonddale, if you guys are available to go. I'll be in Milwaukee, but it's a good time there. The clubhouse is coming together nicely after the fire. And then the Christmas one, this is further down the road, which I'll be at. That kicks off technically on the 20th, 21st, I guess. The 20th is collecting the Thanksgiving ones. So I'm sure we'll be in touch, right? But yeah, thanks again. Looking forward to the new show, new format.
Yeah, like I said, it'll be, you know, audio like it used to be to start with.
Sure.
But then as soon as we can get the ball rolling, we'll get the cameras involved and scare everybody with the faces that you have to look at.
Halloween or not, you got to see it.
Right. Oops.
All right, guys. Thanks a bunch, man.
Thanks much.
All right.
Great to see you.
Jill's going
to
take some pictures.
Great to be here with you.
All right, thanks. See you guys next time. Catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
Parking with Brendan.
Trucking.
Sitting with Brendan.
Doors open.